Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the Federal Reserve wrapping up its final two-day meeting of the year, announcing a benchmark rate dropping 0.25%. It's the third consecutive reduction for the central bank. Investopedia editor-in-chief Caleb Silver joins us on the line. Hey, Caleb, we've talked about this before. The markets indicate a resilient economy. What's driving the Fed's decision here?
Yeah, the Fed is trying to balance out this softness in the labor market with this inflation sort of anchored around 3% right now, a little higher than the Fed would like it to be, but it is sensitive to the fact that companies are starting to let go of workers, they're hiring less. And even though we haven't gotten recent or even that accurate of payrolls data from the government, we've been getting private payrolls data, and that's been telling us that companies are starting to lighten up with their workforces as we go into 2026.
Caleb, this meeting sounded unusually tense. What do you know about that and the reasoning behind it all?
Well, there is a dissension among the Fed right now. There is the hawkish Fed governors that want interest rates to kind of remain where they are so we don't trigger another bout of inflation. And there are the ones that are more dovish that want lower interest rates to stimulate the economy, but also to lower the interest payments the U.S. has to make on its national debt, which is a heavy burden on the government. So there's this push-pull going on. And know that Fed Chair Powell's term does end next May. And the president has said he may name his candidate for the next Fed chair as soon as this Christmas. So we already have that drama at play as well. This will be, this will be Powell's last meeting of the year, and then he only has three more interest rate meetings before his term ends.
Mortgages make up the largest share of consumer debt, Caleb. How are those loans impacted?
Well, those loans are impacted by the Fed funds rate, which is what the Federal Reserve sets at its interest rate meeting every 6 weeks. But it's also set by, it's sensitive to the yield on the 10-year treasury. And the yield on the 10-year treasury, is the most widely held, most trusted asset on the planet. That's been sort of sticky high as there's been doubts about the strength of the U.S. economy. So it's much more sensitive to that. The 30-year fix has been above 6% for a very long time, which has kept the housing market in a deep freeze. Maybe as interest rates come down after this meeting and into next year, as they're projected to do, that might loosen up interest rates on mortgages and reignite the housing market.
Just a moment ago, you were talking about the push and pull. I'm curious, how much pressure is Powell under to keep everyone on the committee together? And does that impact outcomes?
Well, he's the Fed chair. He gets all the attention because he has to face the press after every Fed decision, and he's in the spotlight. But the Federal Reserve is made up of governors and Fed presidents from around the country that represent their regional banks. So there's a lot of input from both the Fed governors and the members of the Federal Open Market Committee, all who have a vote on interest rates. It's not as if Powell decides this himself. He just has to find the consensus or go with what the majority vote is, and they talk about it and pour over data all the time. So it's not one man making the decision. It's an entire board of governors representing banks from around the country.
And Caleb, before we let you go, quick outlook for 2026. More reductions expected, or are we seeing more of a stable outlook for 2026?
If you look at the Fed summary of economic projections and the Fed's dot plot, which is the most boring yet the most important chart in economics right now, it shows that interest rates are probably headed down and to the right. Not dramatically so, but they could be a full percentage point lower by this time next year. So that's something to watch when we get those summary of economic projections after the Fed decision.
Investopedia editor-in-chief, always good to catch up with Caleb Silver. We appreciate it, Caleb. Thank you.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.